I'm here talking with DNR Fisheries Director Mike Staggs about walleye stocking, and there are some updates to the process and some improvements that are coming thanks to some state funding. Mike, there is typically a stocking in the spring and a stocking in the fall for walleye. Why don't you explain the difference between the two different stocking times and why it's important to have both of them?
Well, we raise two sizes of walleyes for stocking in the state, something we call small fingerlings. They're about 1 to 2 inches in length, and they're really cheap for us to produce. We're able to just raise them in ponds. They utilize the natural food in the ponds, and then we net them out and stock them across the state in the spring, early summer. And we call those our small fingerlings. Then we do produce larger fingerlings later in the fall. We basically keep some of the small fingerlings and we feed them until they are 6 to 8 inches, and then we harvest them out and stock them in the fall. So we have those two different products, two different times, and the differences that it allows us to grow the fish to a larger size.
Why is it so important to be able to stock fish that are of a larger size like that?
Well, in a lot of waters, larger fish will survive better, much better than the smaller fish. And that's because there will be other fish in the lake, predators that might be eating them, and the larger they are, then the fewer predators that can actually eat them. The other thing is a larger fish is generally bigger, has more fat and food reserves, and so they're better able to acclimate to the conditions. So if there's some temporary disruptions in the food supply, the larger fish can survive. So generally, overall, the larger fish survive much better than the smaller fish.
There's a special initiative from the state and from the governor trying to push more walleye out onto Wisconsin waters, and it's called the Walleye Initiative. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. We've come to the conclusion over the years that there really is just more demand for walleyes, which are really the state's most popular game fish. There's just more demand for them than the natural lakes out there can supply. And so the DNR, as well as some private producers out there, have developed facilities and been stocking fish over the years. And when we, again, look at this demand not or exceeding supply, the governor and the legislature decided that they wanted to make some investments and try to increase the supply of walleyes.
A lot of fishermen have recently been turned off by the number of bag limits restrictions that are being put into place in the northern ceded territory when we're looking at the competition between poor growing seasons for walleye on one side and the spring spearing by the tribes in the other. Is this an effort to try to increase those bag limits from the other side of the equation?
Well, I think it's in part an attempt to make sure there's more fish available, and if there's more fish available to be allocated among different user groups, then the restrictions on any one user group won't have to be as severe. But you're also talking about issues statewide too. So this, again, part of it is up north in the ceded territory where we have the Chippewa tribes having an off-reservation right and wanting to utilize walleyes, and then you've got other parts of the state where basically they're just a very popular fish and a basis for a pretty significant tourist trade.
How many more of these large fish are being delivered to lakes this fall?
Yeah, the issue with the large fingerlings is that they cost 10 to 20 times more to produce, and so they're relatively expensive, and we've just never had the funds to produce very many. So we reserve them for certain situations where nothing else works and it's really important to have a walleye fishery. By getting this additional investment of money, we should be able to go to, normally we would, the state would stock maybe 60, maybe 100,000 in a really good year of these large fingerlings. And this year we're expecting to stock over 400,000 of the large fingerlings. And again, given that they survive maybe 10, 15, 20 times more than the small ones, that really ought to translate a few years from now into a lot more adult fish for people to catch.
And I think the important thing is that when we're looking at the outcome is you catch a fish, you cook a fish, and you eat the fish.
You're exactly right. I mean, that's really what we want. And walleyes are just so popular with our anglers and all the non-residents that come here, local folks. I mean, everybody comes, and if you ask them what they're fishing for, chances are they're going to say a walleye. And so if we can get these fish that survive better into lakes where we know people want to catch them and we know where that they'll live and grow up, get more fish out there for people to catch, then people are going to go fishing more, and they're going to come here to go fishing.
What are you hoping people come away with hearing that there's going to be more stocking this year?
Well, just optimism for the future, and knowing that we've got a really good partnership now evolving that involves the state, the tribal hatcheries, and the private fish farmers that's going to really try to meet this as yet not totally met need. And so I think people need to feel good about the fact that the decision makers have recognized the importance of fishing to Wisconsin and made this commitment to really try to kind of move the needle on the fishing out there. That would be that's a really positive thing for folks to look forward to.
How similar is this to the effort that's being made to improve the process of stocking muskellunge in Wisconsin waters?
It's the same concept. As a general rule, the larger that a fish is when it's stocked, the better it will survive. And the parallel rule is the much more it costs to stock. So it's a general thing. We've been working in our hatchery system to improve the product of muskies over the years. Again, it's relatively costly to produce, so we put them out in selected situations and lakes that have a good history of producing muskie fisheries. Probably the biggest difference between muskies and walleyes is that so many more people are interested in and fish for walleyes, and so we've got to really put some attention to that species.
Anything I've missed? Anything you think that is important to add to the conversation?
You think is important to add?
Well, I know that we had some really good success this spring. The weather conditions, although not necessarily conducive for folks to get out and go fishing early in the season, is actually the kind of weather that walleyes are used to. And we had really good success both in hatching and production in our ponds of the small fingerlings. So we were actually able to get out over 100,000 small fingerlings, more than we had planned for this spring. And they went into a lot of lakes up in that area that really needed help. A really good example was the Big Old Plain Flowage, which was a lake that had kind of an unexpected winter kill this year. And because we were able to produce these kind of fish, this number of fish, we were able to get another 165,000 fish into that lake this spring already. So those fish are already out there and growing, and hopefully will help that lake.
And that is important because the Big Old Plain is right up here in our backyard in Wausau.
Right, and it's, again, a lake that's had periodically had some problems with low winter oxygen and fish kills. And this year, because of the extended ice, and we had the same problem. And in many years, our production is committed to other places where people, are just as interested in the fishery. So by having these additional fish, we're able to, come back in maybe a year ahead of when we would be able to and do something to try to improve the fishery.
All right. How long does it take one of these small fingerlings to come up to a catchable size in the waters up here in the Wausau area?
It depends on the area of the state. In northern Wisconsin, where they grow more slowly, it might be 4 to 6 years before, they're a size that anglers, really think are, decent, 15, 16 inches. Southern part of the state, fish where the temperatures are warm and there's more food, fish can grow to a size that anglers are interested in 3 to 5 years.
If we're looking for more information about the fish hatchery program, where do we go?
Go to the DNR website, dnr.wi.gov, and search walleye. And that will take you right to a page that describes a lot of the things we're doing under this Wisconsin Walleye Initiative and some links to some other useful information.